did you call sheep?
I don't know. We never did raise sheep. Now, Grandpa Freeman raised sheep. Mm-hmm. But,
Oh, yeah. My husband.
We never had sheep. My daddy never raised sheep.
And I could put those little young lambs.
My husband and I, we had sheep. And I could watch those little young lambs play for an hour or two at a time every afternoon about the same time. I would go out on the front porch to watch them. And they played follow the leader. And they would try to get into the roughest spots they could find. And they had, it was always the same leader. I guess he was probably had made the others feel like that he was to be the leader. I don't know how he did it, but anyway, it was always the same one. And they would run for an hour or two. And in their pasture, it wasn't level. And there was a brook running through it. And some steep banks. And he would get in the, well, whatever place he thought was the worst. That's where he went. And they came right after him. And it was fun. I used to, I like to cook and serve that when I had something.
Got a drum lamb.
Cook lamb?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay, good.
About a half-grown lamb is, it's delicious. And when I was going to have a lot of company, we would have lamb.
Yeah. How do you call chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Oh, you can curry, man. You can curry.
You would curry them. You'd get a curry comb and a brush. You would curry them and curry them and curry them and brush them and shine them up so they wouldn't be any hairs flying and they would look slick and shiny. You would spend, I guess I have spent a half an hour on one little old mare just to get her shining up so I could ride her through Leoma.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't so little either. She was grown.
Think you were going to have them with a wagon or a buggy, you'd say, I have to...
Hitch.
Okay.
Have to hitch them.
Any other word you'd use? Have to... What would you call the thing you put on them?
Harness?
Mm-hmm. Would you say that I have to...
I must harness the horses.
Okay. And when you're right. Plowing or have a wagon, you the
well, let me
you're holding your hand or
call. We had the reins.
Wait, okay. Is this what when you're plowing, do you call them the reins?
Yes.
Right underneath.
Okay. Let me tell you, we had a cat. Mm-hmm. Weighed 11 pounds. A big yellow cat mm-hmm. with white right. underneath.
Just like a dog.
You know, under in his stomach. And he would follow my husband in the field when he was plowing, just like a dog does. And he would stop when he'd get tired and stay out in the shade, under the shade, and watch him a while. And he rode on the hames from the barn in the morning. And he rode back at night. Or at noon, and he rode right back in the afternoon, and he rode back on the hames all the time that he plowed. That cat went with him, and he was a good rat cat. And when he'd be getting the corn, he would be watching, see if there was a rat there or a mouse. And my husband taught him to pray. Now you won't believe this, but it's true. And people didn't believe it, and they'd come to see me just to see if it was true. He taught him in 3 nights' time to say to pray. We called him Punkin, and we petted him quite a bit. And he would jump up in the chair beside us.